Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. For this day. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. As you're coming in, we just want to thank God for you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you, on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Bless you on tonight. Amen. Bless. We just want to, God bless you. You're on, Minister Ali.
Praise the Lord. Bless the
Praise
Lord.
Him. Yes.
Bless the name of the Lord. God bless you, saints, tonight. God bless you, far and near. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless the PNN Network, Global. God bless you, God bless you. And I pray and hope that you had a beautiful day today in the Lord. We do honor the Lord tonight for being the head of our life. We praise God for the Holy Ghost. Tonight we praise God for life, health, and strength. We come tonight to magnify the name of the Lord. Why? Because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's so worthy just to be praised. And his name is worthy to be lifted up. And we praise God tonight for another day that the Lord have truly kept us. Giving honor first to the Spirit of Christ, who is the head of our life, the Holy Ghost. We bless the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord for his life, death, and burial. But we bless the name of the Lord for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. Those that believe now and accept him as their Lord and Savior, we praise the name of the Lord tonight. We honor God tonight. We honor the Lord tonight. We honor God for all the apostles, all the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, bishops, missionaries, and those that do janitor work. We just honor the Lord, those that are missionaries all over the world. We honor the Lord for the body of Christ, for the body of Christ that so fitly joined together. For them, we praise God for every member. Every member, sometimes every member of the body may not feel like they are welcome or they are lifted or they are esteemed. But I esteem you high tonight, each and every part of the body of Christ. And those have not come yet, but on the way. Or those have not been manifested yet, let's put it that way. But we bless the name of the Lord for you tonight. We praise God. We praise God for this PNN Global. We praise God for. We praise God for the visionaries. We praise God for your pastor. Praise God for my leader, your bishop. We magnify the name of the Lord for those that are far, far and near. So wherever you may be or wherever you may be from, we just want to magnify the name of the Lord for you tonight. But taking out the time to come to help us lift up the name of the Lord, just to help us to magnify him, because he's so worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise tonight. We praise God. We praise God. We praise God. We bless God for you. We won't be before you long if the Lord said it's same, because we know you all have been in service today. And we know that you all have had a good time and praising the Lord. If you didn't go, we believe in our heart that somehow, some way you gave God some glory and some honor and some praise today. If for nothing but just waking you up this morning. If for nothing but just thanking, praise God for a roof over your head, food on the table, shoes on your feet, for the family doing okay. if nothing but health and strength. We magnify the Lord and glorify him for a mind, just for a mind to tell him thank you, and for a mind to declare his name in the earth. We praise God tonight. We come tonight just to glorify. Hey, we're still here, saints. We're still here. Yes, sir. We're still here. Yes, sir. By the glory. It's just by God's grace and God's mercy. And God allow his glory just to rest upon us another day. Just another day that the Lord has truly kept us. And for that, I am glad. For that, I am truly glad for you and your family. I am truly glad for your staying in Christ Jesus. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Yea, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. And we bless the name of the Lord for that. We praise God for that once again, for the visionary. I magnify the Lord. I like to get too carried away with just, we get so carried away lifting everyone up, and I don't like to like for the Lord to get short, you know. And I just like to magnify the Lord for each of you all and your families. We praise God tonight, for the Lord have truly blessed us to come together one more time. Just to praise his name. Oh, how beautiful. And how beautiful it is for brothers to dwell together and in the spirit of unity. We praise God. We praise God for you. We magnify the Lord for you. We really do, saints. We really do. We praise God for your faithfulness. We praise God for you pressing through. You pressing through all that you go through. You still press your way. You still press. You still press beyond what you're feeling. You still press beyond what you see. You still press beyond what's happening in your personal life. You press beyond that. Yes, yes, yes. You have to press. You have to press beyond. It's a blessing in pressing. Yes, it is. It's a blessing in pressing. It's a blessing in pressing. We thank and praise God for his strength tonight. And his sustaining power, we magnify the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, we do, for his anointing that destroys every yoke. Yes, sir. We magnify the name of the Lord tonight. We exalt the name of the Lord. Yes, sir, for healing and deliverance. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We magnify the Lord for healing and deliverance, salvation. Yes, we do. The rest is the Lord in the fullness thereof. They and all that dwell therein, we praise God for the rest being the Lord. Ah, the cattle's on a thousand hills, but he owned the cattle and the hills. Everything in the sea, he owned it. Everything beneath the sea. The fowls of the air, he owned it. God owned it. We praise him for that tonight. We magnify the Lord tonight. And like we said, we pray not to be before you alone. So we go before the throne of grace tonight. And thanksgiving and thanking and praising God for you. I just want to thank and praise God for you tonight. And we don't go before the Lord and sanctify the line. But we just want to thank God for you tonight. Now, Father God, as we approach the throne of grace, we come, Father, with thanksgiving in our heart, thanking and praising you, O Heavenly Father, for your goodness. We magnify you for your mercy. We glorify your name for your love and your kindness. We thank and we praise you, Father God, for forgiveness of sin. We thank and we praise you for sanctification. We thank and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, for justification. We thank and we praise you, God, for purification. Almighty God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for another day that you have so fit to keep us. You are so fit to sustain us. You are so fit to raise us. You are so fit, God, to bless us with one more day. Now, Father God, as we approach the throne of grace, We ask, Father, that you will examine thoroughly, that you will search us through and through, God, for all that you find with reason unto you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you tonight to wash us, purge us, and cleanse us, Father, from all unrighteousness for thy name's sake. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to create within us a clean heart. Or renew a right spirit in us, God. Because only the pure in heart going to be able to see you and see you in peace. Father, we ask you, God, make our pathway straight. The crooked road straight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, lead us, guide us, direct us, Father, in a plain path. And Lord, let thy truth be embedded deep down in our souls, in our hearts, in our minds. Father, in the name of Jesus, like the cattlemen brands the cattle, God, they put a mark on them. Let God, your truth, hey, be branded deep down on the inside of us. Because, God, if your truth is within us, and if we accept your truth, it can make us free. Regardless of how it may come. But if we can accept the truth and examine our lives by your truth, we can be made free in every area of our life. That we have no need, God, to desire anything. And you would not give it unto us that if it's in your will. Because we want what's in your will for our life. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless this people. We ask you, God, to save tonight. Save, fill with the Holy Ghost. Heal, deliver, and set the captives free. In the name of Jesus, God, let your blood wash. Let your blood cover. Cleanse us, God. Wash us that we become white as the snow, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, only you can. Only you can purge us. Only you can go deep down in these hidden places. Only you can go deep down to hide in these dark places. Only you can go deep down and root out all that is not like you, Father. In the name of Jesus, that when we stand before you daily, that you can welcome and receive our wave off, you can welcome and receive our praise. You can welcome and receive our worship. You can welcome and receive, God, our witness. You can welcome and receive our preaching, God, in the name of Jesus, declaring your name in the earth. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, way down on the inside, let the truth, God, be branded and embedded in us. Let the righteousness, hey, in the name of Jesus, be branded deep down on the inside of us. And now light that it'll rule out. It'll shine so bright in dark places, even in our own life, God, that we cannot help but to see. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, save your people now from all four corners of the earth. Move, God, by your spirit, because it's not by power, no, and it's not by might, Father, but it is by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Oh, God, move up on the face of the earth. Move in healing and deliverance. Move, God, in the name of Jesus, and peace and righteousness. Move, God, and love and forgiveness. Move, Father. In the name of Jesus, move, Father. Send your word to heal us of all sickness and manners of diseases. Send your word, God. Because we know that if you send your word, it cannot and it will not return unto you born, but it must perform what you sent it to us. Now, Lord God, bless every apostle, every prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers to help in the body of Christ as a whole from all four corners of the earth. Bless now your people Bless now your people. Move on the behalf of your people in the name of Jesus. Not that, God, we follow after the sign, but the sign follow us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not that we run after the sign, follow those that believe. Ah, in the righteousness of God, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, have your way now. Have your way tonight in the women's of God. Move mightily through them, God. Move mightily through them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing. Let it rest upon them, God, that destroy every yoke. Strengthen them, build them, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them where they've been made weak. Build them up, God, if they've been torn down in any form, fashion, or shape. God, in the name of Jesus, heal, God, wherever healing may be, whether it's mental, physical, emotion, spiritual, God, financial, whatever it may be, Father. Relationship, heal, and set the captives free in the name of Jesus. Move, God. Hey, move, Father, in the midst of your people tonight. Oh, send your anointing. Let it rest upon these women of God. Let it rest upon these women of God. Let your glory come. Your glory. Let your glory come in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Move, move, God, on every exit of people. In the name of Jesus, move, Father, and those that in power. Move, God, those that in authority. Move, God, among the kings. Move, because there's none greater. There's none more powerful. There's none stronger than you. In the name of Jesus, show mankind you still, God. You have not changed. You the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You God, and you always will be in the name of Jesus. Oh, that the kings would have to bow in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, the mighty men would have to bow. The rich men would have to bow. Hey, the high men would have to bow. In low places, we have to bow. Hey, and declare that you, Lord. Hey, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now have your way. Have your way. Uncover everything that's been covered. Bring to light all the darkness and the wickedness.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, destroy the very yokes. Send your anointing to destroy those yokes, God, in the name of Jesus. Reveal the wickedness.
Yes.
Reveal the darkness and the evil in the name of Jesus. Almighty God. Mm-hmm. Almighty God. Only you can tear down they altar. Tear down they wall. Tear it down, God. Hey, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Fight against souls that fight against your people. Hey,
yes.
Help those to help your people. Strengthen those that strengthen your people. Hey, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Have your mighty way now. Hey, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing in every home tonight. Destroy those yokes in the name of Jesus. No matter, God, darkness have no place. There's no darkness to come upon the face of the earth that's greater than you. None. No witchcraft. Nothing greater than you.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No matter what kind of going on, no darkness, God, can work against your people. Because you're God of the light. You are the God of the light. And it shall be revealed. Everything done in darkness is going to come to the light. It's coming to the light. And whatsoever man saw it, we got the remnant. So, God, I declare and decree tonight, every evil spirit, every foul spirit, every demonic spirit, every unclean spirit, every unholy spirit, every unrighteous spirit, every unkind spirit, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus be against you tonight. The blood of Jesus be against you tonight. Every warlock, the blood of Jesus be against you tonight. In the name of Jesus. They're an untruthful spirit.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against you tonight. The blood of Jesus is against you tonight. In the name of Jesus. We say as Pharaoh, God told Moses, tell Pharaoh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, reveal God and these secret phrases.
Yes.
Reveal these secret phrases in the name of Jesus. They're doing harm and try to do strategy to bring your people down. In
yes.
the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we lift our eyes up to the hill.
Yes.
Because, Lord, for all our help coming from you. Every ounce of our help comes from you. Every bit of our help comes from you. And we trusting in your most holy and righteous word. You're the God of all creation.
Yes.
All knowing and all seeing. Your eyes in every place, the holy, good, and evil. And God, your ears not too heavy, you cannot hear. Neither your hands too short, you can't save. It's sin that have done separation. Now, God, bring your people back to you. Cause the fear of God to grip the heart of man, that repentance would come. And they would run back to you with a pure and upright heart.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Bless Minister Bradley and the work of her hand. Every minister that's doing a good work. Every minister that called, chosen, and ordained and doing a good work for you. Everyone, God, every helper in the body of Christ that been called, chosen, and ordained. Every member of the body of Christ been chosen and ordained. They're doing a good work for you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, bless them and keep them. Every mother and every dad, every sister and every brother, nieces and nephew, moms, it doesn't matter. Watch over the people now. Keep our people. Bless those that are married tonight. Touch my uncle. Touch my Uncle Harding and the family. Touch God. Touch right now. Touch God in the name of Jesus in the time of the grievance. Touch my family. Touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now. For God, you give it, and the Lord, you take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless the family as they prepare to lay rest, to lay God, my uncle's son, as they prepare. Oh, help us get our house in order. Help us to get our house in order. Help us to get our house in order. In the name of Jesus, bless the family. Strengthen them, uphold them. The mother.
Okay, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name, we thank you now. Amen and amen and amen. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We praise the name of
all participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
A treat for you tonight. We don't have, this going to be prayer night tonight.
The recording has started.
We got the prayer warriors that ready. We got the prayer warriors that is on the wall. We got the prayer warriors tonight. Tonight is prayer night. Men should always pray and not faint. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have a woman of God that loves God. Love God. Love to praise him. Love to serve him. To worship him tonight. And we thank God for her tonight and her life in Christ tonight. And we thank God for her faith and her walk in God. And we're going to bring before your presence tonight, missionary fan. We thank God for missionary fan. In the name of Jesus, missionary fan. God bless you. Missionary fan. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you.
Praise
the Lord.
The song says, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Pay the price for me. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name.
That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. The song said, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, why I lift you up, and that's why I magnify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus, because truly he is worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. I give honor to Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. I thank and praise God for my pastor, Minister Fryson. Hallelujah. I give honor to Jesus Christ for Minister Bradley. Hallelujah. For Minister Booker, hallelujah. For each and every one of you that's on the line tonight, I give God the praise. I give him the glory and the honor, hallelujah, because truly I do love him. And I was thinking today, hallelujah, I sit down at my table and I begin to think about this night that the enemy set aside, hallelujah, for trick-or-treat, hallelujah. And I began to think on it, and then I couldn't even, I'm not even going to give the devil the praise for tonight. So I went on, and I kept reading and reading. So I come up with this here right here. And it's from Romans 12 and 20. It said, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. And verse 21 said, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I give honor to Jesus Christ tonight, hallelujah, for he's saying in his word, hallelujah, if your enemy, hallelujah, how many know we done had enemies in our lifetime? Probably got a few now. Hallelujah. But if they're hungry, we got to feed them, hallelujah. If they're thirsty, we got to give them drink, hallelujah. Don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for that, hallelujah. Let me know that we got to love one another. We got to even love our enemy. The world should love your enemy, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for how I was thinking back, hallelujah, when I was in the world of sin. God forgave me. He loved me even when I was in my sin. There got to be a mighty man to love you even when you're in your sin. Because ain't none of us been good always. And the Bible said, with loving kindness, have I grown thee. So we got to go back and we got to do the same thing. We got to love our enemy, hallelujah. If they need something, hallelujah. I'm not saying go play pity-pat with them, but I'm saying we got to love them. We got to love them regardless, hallelujah. We got to do good. We can't let evil overcome us. We got to overcome evil with good. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it took me back, hallelujah, when I first got saved. This man, hallelujah, I won't call his name, but he killed my brother. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thought that was the most terrible thing in the whole world, to kill my brother. And I said, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, this man done took my brother's life. And at the time, I was saved, but I just didn't understand how I was supposed to love him anyway. I didn't understand how I was supposed to love somebody that took my brother's life. And let me tell you, God put me to the test. I'm telling you, people, God put me to the test. And when I was reading this here, it took me back. I was in church one night, and I looked over, and there he was sitting in church. And I said, Lord, that's this man sitting up here in church. And I can't even look at him. And the man got up, hallelujah, and he began to say he wanted to be saved. He said he wanted God to come in his life, and he wanted to be saved. And I said, okay, God's going to save him? I'm talking about, I didn't understand this thing. But that man began to praise the Lord, and he began to call on Jesus. He began to cry, because no doubt he may have been going through and didn't think God was going to forgive him, but God will forgive you. It doesn't matter what you do, God will forgive you. Now, you can't blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. That's crossing the line. But this man got up, and that man started crying out to the Lord. He started crying out, and he just prayed and called on Jesus. And when the women and the men got to tearing with him, they told everybody to come hug him. And I sat there, I said, go hug him. And it seemed like to me he came and just melted all the hate away when I seen the man reaching out to the Lord. And I think I was maybe the second or the third one in line to hug him and to embrace him and welcome him to the family of God. And I had a cousin there, and she was very angry with me. And she began to ask me, how could you do that? That man might kiss your brother, and you're going to go up there and hug him. I said, it's Jesus. I know to get that day as long as I live. Because let me tell you something. When God comes in your life, he's going to bring love in your life. He loved us in spite of. And I'm telling you, I wasn't no good devil. I was a bad devil. But when I came to Jesus just as I was, wounded, hallelujah, deep in sin, hallelujah, the Lord has somebody to come and embrace me and tell me it's going to be all right. Somebody that got on the floor with me and tarried with me and then let me pretend that I had it, they tarried with me until I come through with the Holy Ghost. I mean, I was so endowed with the power of God, they had to put me on the van just that way. So God came that day, and he taught my heart, and he showed me love, and people, other people showed me love. So I understood how I could hug this young man and tell him, welcome him into the family of God. And I believe, I'm not for sure, but I believe with all my heart and soul, I told him I loved him that night. And my cousin was so against me, and she, before she left this earth, she used to bring that up to me. And I'm saying to myself, Lord, she's supposed to be saved. When she holding this against this man, she can't enter into your kingdom without forgiving him. And I said, God, I said, I don't know if the man made it or if he in Christ now, but all I know is I had to love him. I had to become to love him, because didn't do no more than what I did. Because let me tell you, it's not a big sin or a little sin. All sin is just alike. I mean, it's not a big sin. These are no harm sins that people say. And these are no harm lies. They're all the same. But God say we got to love our enemy. We got to feed our enemy. And not only that, I done fed a lot of my enemies. I have hugged and embraced a lot of my enemies that was my enemy, because I don't have enemies. But I think it's praise God. I mean, yeah, the devil is my enemy. As long as he out there, you're going to have some. I got to rephrase that. But I just think it's praise God for loving me. So God loved me so much, he gave his only son, that I may have a right to the tree of life. That's how much he loved me. So if he loved me to give up his son, how can I not love this man that took my mother's son? That's going to be between him and Jesus. Whatever, that's between him and Jesus, because it's not between me and him no more. It's between him and Jesus. And I just want to bring that out, because it came to my mind tonight after the Lord had gave me these two scriptures, hallelujah. And again, I'm going to read it. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good, hallelujah. Overcome evil with good. Overcome evil with love, hallelujah, Jesus. That makes you feel so much better when you can truly say, I love you. Just like we on this line, I live in a little town called Swainsboro, Georgia. Hallelujah. You not no big town. It's a small town. And I think I know just about everybody in this town. And I have a smile or something good to say to them every time I meet them. Even you that's on the line, I have never met a lot of you all. But I love you because you are God's chosen one. And if you wasn't the chosen one, you wouldn't be on the line tonight. And I just want to say I love you. I love you dearly in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. We come to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We come to give you, Lord God, what's due unto you. What we come, Lord God, saying thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord. We thank you right now, Father, for loving us so that you gave your son. And that was the example, Lord God, that you had to leave for us, that you gave your son, and we got to arm ourselves likewise. I come before you tonight, Lord God, just thanking you, Lord God, for love. Thanking you right now, Lord God, for peace. Thanking you right now, Lord God, for understanding. Thanking you right now, Lord God, for my enemies, Lord God. Thank you for helping me to love my enemy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for not holding anything in my heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, not only that, Lord God, but I thank you right now, Lord God, for the love of Christ that you put in all of us, Lord God. I come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you this thing, Lord God, just to move by your spirit and by your power, touch each and every one on this line tonight, Lord God. Anybody on the line, Lord God, that have trouble with forgiveness, Lord God, I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to move on them this day, Lord God. I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to touch their heart as you did mine. I'm asking you tonight, Lord God, to set them free, Lord God, from the bondage of hate, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That place that hate, Lord God, for you to move it and put your love, Lord God, in the place of hate, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, take that heart of stone and turn it to the heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus, remind them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you love us, Lord God, even when we were in our sin. Lord God, you love us in spite of our condition that we was in, Lord God. Even now, Lord God, we are sifted as, Lord God, before you. But, Lord God, we thank you right now for loving us, Lord God, unconditionally, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. And tonight, Lord God, I want to ask you, Lord God, to seal and protect our children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, put a hedge of protection around them tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God, for your goodness, Lord God. We lift you up for your mercy. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because truly you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God, for every hand clap, Lord God, for every hallelujah, for every footstep. God, you are worthy. In the name of Jesus, you are so worthy. And I praise you, Lord God. And once again, I want to tell you, Lord, I love you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God. I magnify your name tonight, Lord God. I love you, Lord God, with everything in me, Lord God. I praise your holy name. I glorify your holy name. And I lift you up, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hello.
Praise the Lord. We hear you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is so quiet. So quiet. We do thank you. We praise God for missionary singing. We praise God for each of you all tonight. We magnify the Lord for what the word and the encouraging word, and even giving her testimony. We praise God for it in the prayer tonight. And we bless the name of the Lord. And we're going to call forth now a woman of God that loves God. She's no stranger to this line. But we praise God for her stand in Christ tonight. We're going to bring before you tonight Elder Packer, prayer night. Tonight is prayer night. And we're going to bring forth Elder packer in the name of Jesus. God bless you, woman of God.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine.
All right, thank our Lord and Savior for today. Amen. For the prayer line, amen. I'd like to thank each and every one of you. Then the van always does a fantastic job. Blessing me real good. Amen. We're just going to talk about two different things. Amen. We're going to talk about the same thing. I think about tonight. Amen. Tonight is the 31st of October. Amen. And when everything is going on, they say. But we're going to talk just a little bit. Amen. Don't want to talk long. We're going to talk about still. We still in the talking about praise, amen. Baby, so I want to talk just a little bit from Psalms 37, amen. Psalms number 37, and we will climax with 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Just very brief. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't be irritated. Don't be worried, amen. And evildoers is people that do evil. And don't be envious against them. Don't wish them bad luck. Don't want them. You know, don't want to be like them or nothing like that. Don't want to wish them bad luck or records of iniquity. But they should soon be cut down like grass. And withered as green earth, they're going to be cut down. How many know one day you see the grass out there and they mow it, it'd be cut down? Amen. That's just how those evil people going to be. Amen. They might be doing good now, but that's all right. We're going to keep on doing this right here. Trusting in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily shall be fed. This is my point. And so delight thyself also in the Lord. That means the good thing. Amen. We always want to do what? Then do it. Amen. Think about it daily, thing. Amen. Because delight means the source of great pleasure to enjoy. Amen. But we know sooner or later we're going to be happy. Amen. God is going to do just what he said. Amen. I kind of wish a little bit of stuff down. Not much, but I didn't want to digress it just a little bit. Amen. And I want to find the word wait. And said, to remain stable, something until something happens that you've been expected. Remain. You're going to wait right there until God do just what he said. But he said, delight thyself in the Lord. Amen. You're going to give him praise. You're going to thank God for everything. Amen. How many know if we delight ourselves in the Lord, God still wants our praise? How many know that's the truth? He still wants our praise. He wants to rest in and wait patiently. That's our problem. We can't wait. I know I am. I'm wanting a microwave, too. Amen. But sometimes microwave just ain't going to cook it. You just going to have to wait and cook it slow. Amen. So we're going to have to wait on the Lord. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Amen. Till something will happen. We're going to stay in prayer. We're going to keep praising. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to wait on the Lord. What it says right here, one more verse. And it says, for evildoers shall be cut off. Those that wait up on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And how many know the wicked is already laying up for us? So all we got to do is just hold on to God. We got to keep on praising him. We got to keep on thanking him. We got to keep on reading the word. How many know we got to keep on praying? We can't give up. We got to keep on going. Amen. And 2 Chronicles, just briefly, amen, chapter 20, a very familiar story about Jehoshaphat. Well, now, all of these people was enemies were coming up against Jehoshaphat. And it's funny how when you got an enemy, they always go and get somebody else to always join with them to try to beat you. Amen. But how many know, when you are in Christ Jesus, guess what? You're unbeatable because guess what? You already won. You already got the victory. When he hung on the cross, amen, he said, well, his last word was what? It is finished. So guess what? We win. And we get the victory. How many know that's the truth? So Jehoshaphat, they came up against him. And they Moab and the Ammon. And guess what? All them people came up against him. What Jehoshaphat did? He got scared too. Sometimes we get a little fearful. But guess what he did? He prayed and sought the Lord. And when he sought the Lord, guess what? He got the message in the crowd. Sometimes we have to hear somebody else. Somebody can tell us something. Guess what? If we listen
Amen. How many know the rest of the truth? So while the prophet told him what to do. Amen. So he did just what he did. And so the next day, God gave him a word. And verse 16, this is what he said. Verse 15 and 16, he said, and he said, hearken ye, Judah, and ye inhabit of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, not dismayed, by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but is God. Let me tell you something else. We'll find valor, but guess what? They are not ours. All this evil, guess what? We're going to have to hold on to Jesus. We got to praise him through it all. The song said, praise him in the middle of it. How many know? We got to praise God in the middle of it. We got to praise him at the beginning. We got to praise him at the end. Amen. We still got to praise him because he said, look what he said. 17, he said, ye need not have to fight in this battle. Set yourself and stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. Not be dismayed. That they will. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. How many know the Lord is with us? No matter what come up against us or what going on in our life, guess what? All the evil going on is fighting up against us. Guess what? We still win because guess what? Ain't the one true and living God, and his name is what? Jesus Christ. Guess what? He died for us. He paid for our sin. And the sins of the world, amen? And you think before one jot of his word fell, heaven and earth will pass away. Guess what he said? We already got the victory. Guess what? Just want you to say tonight that we already got the victory. But guess what we're going to do? We're going to keep praising. We're going to be patient. We're going to delight thyself in the Lord. Amen? Whatever they're doing tonight, amen. We're going to praise God tonight, amen? We all got a war song. We still are soldiers, and we still in the army. And guess what? We still got to fight. Got to fight the good fight of faith. But guess what we're going to do? We're going to delight ourselves in the Lord. Because guess what? And we're going to wait. We're going to remain until what? We win the battle because we already won. Guess what? Because the victory is what? Ours in Christ Jesus. Father God, we just come again. Oh, God, we just want to thank you so much for you being so good to us, Father God. You fought so many battles for us time after time after time, Father God. Oh, Father God, you healed our body. That was a battle, Father God. Father God, you put food on our table. That was a battle, Father God. Father God, you put clothes and shoes on our back. That's a battle. Oh, God, you put a roof over our head. And for that, Father God, truly we want to tell you thank you, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, which is new each day. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, God, for you saying all things to give thanks. And, Father God, we thank you tonight. Our heart is still thankful no matter what, God. We go through, but, Father God, we know, God, that we got the victory tonight in Christ Jesus. All the evil cannot stand up against you, Father God. Oh, you went in hell and you took the keys from Satan. Oh, God, you took souls out of hell, Father God. David said, where can we go to get away from your presence, God? And we go in hell, God, you still with us no matter what we're going through. Oh, God, and we thank you for it right now. Father God, we ask you to right now, Father God, to make a way out of no way for your people. God, Satan is fighting everything, but Father God, you are strong. You are strong and mighty and strong in valor. He's no match for you. And Father God, we thank you for it right now. Oh God, we love you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. For your name is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Oh Father God, we ask you to keep us covered under your blood, Father God. We ask you to keep us under the shelter of your wing, Father God. You say you'll give your angel charge over us to lift us up in the hand, lest we dash our foot against a stone. And Father God, if we fall, Father God, you say you'll pick us up with our right hand. Oh God, and we're thanking you tonight in advance, Father God, knowing, Father God, that it's already done. And Father God, we ask you to give us the wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Give us strategies, oh God, that we can use, oh God. Oh God, knowing and help us, God, to wait. To wait on you, God. Oh, God, sometimes we get impatient, Father God. Oh, God, but we ask you to help us to wait. Oh, God, and we're going to be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise, Father God. Breathe on your peoples again, Father God. These are your people so great. And, Father God, we're asking you for strength tonight in the midst of the battle. Stand your people tonight. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, and thank God. Sister Alice, God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord to Missionary Fan and and ever pass. I like that. Evildoers shall soon be cut off. If you are in the Lord, we are unbeatable. Unbeatable. I like that. If you are in the Lord, you're unbeatable. We praise the name of the Lord for that. We praise the Lord for each of you all tonight. We do glorify the name of the Lord for all he has done and all that he is doing in your life tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you. If there's someone that desires salvation, you're welcome to come. And if there's anyone that desires prayer, you're welcome to come tonight. You're welcome to come. Anyone that desires salvation, come, come. Come while the water is troubled. Come. In the name of Jesus, you're welcome to come. You're welcome to come. There, anyone, if there is anyone, you're welcome to come. That need Jesus, I need him. You're welcome to come. And if not, if there's anyone that's our prayer tonight, you're welcome to come. The woman of God told you earlier about love. He was telling us about love. Love. And the woman of God told us about the evildoers shall soon be cut off. And if we are in the Lord, we are unbeatable. We praise the name of the Lord for that. We praise God for that. If there's no one desire prayer tonight, no one, we do like to honor the Lord one more time tonight. For each of you all, we praise God for you taking out the time to come to fellowship with us tonight. We praise the name of the Lord once again for your leaders. We magnify the name of the Lord for what he's doing in each of you all lives tonight. We praise God for prayer night tonight, but we also magnify the name of the Lord for his word. The women of God also gave a word of encouragement and uplifting. Or even gave us a word or not worrying about the enemy. We praise God for that because God is someone on the line.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, dear.
This is Gwen Minnesota. I would like to request prayer for all the ladies at the Work Relief Center in Tallahassee and for Vernon Jackson. And
just a minute. Just Gwen, I know you said the women at the Work Relief Center. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's it, Work Relief Center? I heard that much. I didn't hear the rest of you.
And for Verona Jackson.
Oh, Verona Jackson. Okay. Verona Jackson. Okay.
Vernon.
Just let me write her name down. Verona Jackson.
No, ma'am. Vernon.
Verna. Okay, Verna.
Yes, ma'am.
Jackson. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
For my
God
family and
family.
For me.
Yes, your family and yourself.
And for the PNN. Thank you. I appreciate it.
PNN family. What relief? Mhm. Anyone else? Would that be all, Sister Gwen?
Yes, ma'am. That's it. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? We do honor the Lord tonight. We praise God once again for you all. We praise God for Sister Gwen coming forth and asking prayer for the women at the Work Relief Center and her family, the PNN family, and Mr. Verna, Verna Jackson, and we praise God. We just magnify the name of the Lord for her always coming faithful. We praise God. And tonight we would like to say, if there's no one else, give everyone an opportunity. But if not, I don't want to hold you long tonight. We want to give you an opportunity to be able to go home and get you and do things that you need to get done and have a good night rest and peaceful night rest in the Lord. And
and get yourself ready for your tomorrow if the Lord bless us with one. So, God bless you.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. God bless you. Bless you to each and everyone. Thank God for the prayers tonight coming from the two prayer warriors. Amen. It was beautiful. Amen. We thank God for them, allowing the Lord to use them. And we thank God for the growth, amen, that we're seeing in his people, even here on the Prayer News Network. We thank God for them on tonight. Thank God for you, Minister Ali. Thank God for you always and the PNN advisors. Amen. Just thanking the Lord, amen, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Who's the keeper of us all. Amen. Just want to thank God for traveling mercies.
Praise the Lord.
As we went up for the services, the homegoing services for Bishop Lewis Marshall. Amen. And I just want to say, I just want to put this petition in that we please keep Mother Marshall and the Marshall family in prayer as well. Evangelist Bond lost her best friend, one of her best friends, or her best friend. So we want her lifted in prayer as well. And as well, I just received a prayer request. Would like to keep my brother Andrew lifted in prayer. He's scheduled for a surgery on Tuesday morning. So we want to put him on the prayer list as well, because we know that God is able to do all of these things that we're asking, all of these petitions, amen. We know, we trust, and believe God that he's able. Amen. So those are the petitions that I have, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless each of you all again. If there be anyone else,
God bless you, Evangelist Ali. Just want to ask for prayer for my sister Ali, too. And still asking prayer for Mr. Larry and for Dale. Amen. And for my family. Thank you so much. God bless you.
And who will? Ali, Dale?
Sister Ali, Mr. Larry. Mr. Larry, and we are still asking prayer for Dale and my daughter, Jackie.
Your daughter, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Would there be anyone else? Anyone else? We don't want to miss no one. We don't want to miss no one. I want to make sure I get everyone. We're going to be praying for the women at the work release, Mr. Verner, Jackson, Sister Green and Sister Green's family, the PNN family, Mother Bond, Evangelist Bond, and Brother Andrew, Sister Ollie, Dale, Mr. Larry, and daughter Jackie. Am I missing anyone? Am I mispronouncing anyone's name? Am I missing anyone? There'll be another one. Would there be another one? If not, we're going to go before the throne of grace tonight. I'm giving you time to come on, and because I honestly do not want to miss no one, no one, no one. Don't want to miss no one. All right, all right. Well, it looks like this is it then.
There's no one else on the platform in the island.
God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Appreciate it so much.
You said we're going to be praying for, did you say Mother Marshall? Or who do you say, Minister Bradley?
Mother Marshall and for her family.
Okay.
Praying for her and her family. She lost a very close friend.
Okay, and Evangelist Barnes and her, she lost a very close friend. Okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure I had that right. I didn't want to miss no one. Didn't want to miss no one. Thank you so much. Thank you once again.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again. Now, Father God, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, as we bring each one of these people, Father, your flock, unto the throne of grace tonight, first, God, we pray and we thank you for all that you've said tonight and all that you have done tonight. We come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, praying and lifting each and every one up to you tonight. We lift up Sister Gwen. We lift up the women of God at the work. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Mighty God, Mr. Bernard Jackson. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the PNN family. We also lift up, God, Mother Marshall and her family. We lift up Evangelist Barnes and her friend family, Father, in the name of Jesus. We also lift up, God, Brother Andrews, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Ollie, God. Oh, God, Brother Dale, Mr. Larry, and we also lift up, God, Elder Packer, daughter Jackie. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight, and we cast our cares upon you, Father, because we know that you care for us, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift each one up tonight, God, and not just them alone, but we bring their family members, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bring, God, the body of Christ in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask you to move by your spirit. We ask you to strengthen by your spirit. We ask you to encourage by your spirit. We ask you to uplift by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to save, God, to the utmost. We ask you to deliver in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you set the captives free. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the women, God. Strengthen the women, God, that is in the work relief. Strengthen them now. Bring deliverance now. Lord God, that when the doors come open, God, they'll be able to stand. Give them the power now within they be able to stand, God, against the wiles of the devil. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, you know, Mr. Burnham. You know him. You see him. You understand him. And we bring him to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If you have your way in him, let your will be done in his life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Sister Gwen, continue to strengthen her. Continue to build her. Continue to make and mold her after your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, continue, God, to establish her. Oh, God, and to center her in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, with the PNN family. Oh, God, continue to bless each ear. Oh, from far and near, each door. From far and near, God, bless God as you see fit. Move as you see fit. Strengthen as you see fit. Uplift, encourage as you see fit, God. In the name of Jesus, save, Father, in the name of Jesus. Mother Marshall, in the body of Christ, and the family. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, hey, we know that you can do all things but fail. We know, God, even in this, that you the strength of Mother Marshall's life. We know that you the lifter of her head. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know, God, that you put no more on us than we're able to bear. And we know, God, in the name of Jesus, that, God, you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You change not, that we got to trust you and look unto the hill for which is cometh our help. Lord God, knowing that all our help coming from you, in the name of Jesus, Mother Marsha, and the family, and the body of Christ. Oh, God, keep them now. Shield them now from the will of the enemy. Tying up every foul spirit, God. Anything that try to get in their ears, that try to turn them in a different direction in the body. In the name of Jesus, we ask you now, God, to shield their ears, protect their ears of what they hear. They ear gate, they eye gate, in the name of Jesus. And mighty God, Evangelist Bond, strengthen her. Strengthen her and encourage her, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to be with this family. Be with this family, God. Encourage this family, God. Let them know it's nothing too hard for you. And we can run into you and be saved. In the name of Jesus, Brother Andrew having surgery. You be God in the midst. You be God in the midst. You be God in the midst, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you move, God. You move in that room, in the operating room. You be God. You move among the doctors and the nurses. You move, God, among those that got to make sure that he has the right anesthesia to put him to sleep comfortable, but not overdue. In the name of Jesus, overgive or overdose. In the name of Jesus, God, you be God in between them, him and the knife. Or he got to go under, God. You be God in the midst. You be God in the midst. Sister Arlen, whatever she facing and whatever she going through, be with her. Brother Dale, Mr. Larry, mighty God, move for these people. Sister Jackie, move, Father, for Elder Packer. Move for her family. Move for her family. Move, God, for her family. Move for her family. Move, God, for her family. Heal in the midst of her family. Deliver in the midst of her family. Save in the midst of her family. Save, God, in the name of Jesus. Turn life around in the midst of her family, Father. Situations and circumstances. Turn it around in relationship, Father. In finance, God, in the name of Jesus. To her now. Daily walk in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now we cast our cares upon you, because you care for us. Now, Lord God, we ask you to have your way. We ask you to move by your spirit, because it's not by power and it's not by might, but it is by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you be great, that you were great and blessed. I pray, God, that you will always feel the hearts of your people with wisdom and understanding. Father God, in knowledge, and God, with songs of praise and victory, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, I pray that your faith will shine upon your people. In the name of Jesus, that you'll lead and guide them, Father, in the way you desire them to go. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, healing for our family, healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, for all those that trust you, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, your anointing, a fresh anointing upon your people. And up on your speakers tonight, continue to grow them, continue to strengthen them, continue to build them, and God, continue to guide their life in the name of Jesus. Let your wisdom and knowledge in the name of Jesus, knowledge increase, and your wisdom, God, guide them in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, anoint these women afresh. Anoint these women of God afresh. Oh, direct them. Direct them in the way you design their life. Bind up the very will of the enemy to become against them, Father. In the name of Jesus, but cause us to realize and them to realize, yea, though we may walk through the valley, it's just a valley of the shadow, just a shadow of death. In the name of Jesus, why? Because you're with us. You're with them, and your rod and your staff will comfort them. No matter what they have to face in life, you're God. And you will never leave them, nor will you forsake them. You will go with them to the end of the world. In the name of Jesus, God, Almighty God, keep their confidence lifted. in the name of Jesus. Cause them to press beyond their strength, beyond their knowing, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to bless this PNN Network Global. Continue to bless each and every one of the hearers in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we even ask you to strengthen and encourage and uplift Minister Emmanuel and his family. Father, bless his son that came on the and song, God. Continue to raise him up. Continue to raise his family up. Continue to strengthen the family. Continue to encourage the family, Father. Save what saving needs to be. Heal what healing needs to be. Deliver what deliverance needs to be. Forgive what forgiveness needs to be, Father, in the name of Jesus. We won't take your glory now. We won't take your honor, and we won't take your praise. We give you what due to your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless this people. Bless this people. Bless the hearers and the doers, in the name of Jesus. Be with Sister Mary. Strengthen her in this time of her marriage, Father, in the name of Jesus. See her through in this hour, in the name of Jesus. And all those that are connected to her in the bloodline, in the family, Father. If there ever was a time we need you, God knows in heaven we need you now. In the name of Jesus, we love you, we adore you, we appreciate you, Father. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we thank you for all things. We would like to also say tonight, if you would like a copy of this broadcast tonight, I'm going to give you two numbers where you can call in and you can request a copy of the broadcast if you desire one. The first number is 912-257-3918. Also, you can reach at 678-608-7234 WhatsApp. Once again, the number that you can reach if you would like a copy of the service on tonight, in the name of Jesus. And the number once again is 912-257-3918. Or for those in foreign near that you can call in and request a copy of the service of tonight. God bless you all tonight, and may the Lord's face shine upon each of you all tonight, and may the Lord be with you tonight. Minister Bradley, do you have anything else to say? I yield for you if you would like to say anything, and if not.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Again, we just want to thank God for tonight. Thank God for each of our prayer warriors. Thanking God again for you, Minister Ali. Just want to be reminded, amen, that time is about to change. And as well, just want to remind everyone that even as the season is changing, don't forget to dose up on your vitamins. Don't forget to dose up on your vitamins. Keep your nostrils irrigated. Keep them cleansed. In this time of the transitioning of the weather, don't forget your vitamin C, your vitamin D, your zinc, your echinacea and golden seal. Echinacea and golden seal, that's like a natural antibiotic for your body. But you definitely want to keep those items. As well, get you some Vic Salve and, you know, just kind of keep your nostrils moistened. And listen, people of God, let me tell you this. Even if you're going through the change of weather and you so happen to get a cough or you so happen to get a cold or whatever, your respiratory system is a bit challenged, get that Vic Salve. At night, rub it on the bottom of your feet, and particularly if you have a cough that you just can't quite get over, or you just have a nasty cough or whatever, rub your feet at night. Rub your feet, saturate your feet really good in Vic Salve, put some socks on, and I promise you, you'll have a restful night's sleep. One of my friends who's a nurse practitioner actually shared that with me. Like I said, in particular with the season changing, you may kind of get brushed with a little cold or whatever, but do get you some Vicks Salve. Vicks Salve, again, rub your feet under the bottom of your feet, put on some socks, and because the Vicks Salve is going right directly into your system, so it's able to calm that cough. It's able to hold it down as we're going through the transition of the weather. Do dress warmly, people of God. As I understand, this is going to be a gruesome winter, and I'm sure you've already heard it. But we want to be prepared. As people of God, we want to be prepared. Again, dose up on your vitamins. If you have a multivitamin, do start taking it. We really should already be taking it. If you're not, you should already be taking it. Amen. So that you can build up your immune system. If you can build your immune system up, people of God, then a lot of times, a lot of these things, amen, they won't even set upon us, amen. But we just wanted to remind you of that again, because the seasons are changing. We want to remind you so you can build yourself up. Lots of vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin D3, definitely those things. You want to get them in your, get your system well built up and prepared for the weather. Amen. But God bless you tonight. We just thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and transfer it. Minister Ali, you have the platform.
God bless you for that information, Minister Bradley, and a reminder of what the things we have to do to keep our bodies healed and keep ourselves safe. In the name of Jesus, I remember we used to take carnivore and cast oil, a dose of that with and chase it with a little orange juice, and sometimes you took it and you had to hold your nose and then chase it with nothing, but and they gave it to us every time the weather started changing.
Mm-hmm.
They would give us that stuff and take that big fat and rub it on our feet and in our chest and on our nose.
Mm-hmm.
And they would put those socks on at night and we get up the next morning, we're fresh, we're fresh. And they give us that stuff in the days of old. And so the body can cleanse itself, and the body can stay healed. And it's good to keep things in mind, and don't do away with everything that you learned when you was a child growing up, because it's still good.
That's right.
It is still good. It is still good. Cast, it don't taste good. Call live on and cast off. It don't taste good, but it's definitely good for you. And they used to give us a dose enough when the weather was season beginning to change. And every week my mom used to give us some just to keep us healthy. And the ginger tea, just to keep you healthy. Yes. And
that's
give you a little garlic water just to keep you healthy.
Yes.
And we didn't have sickness and stuff like set up on us and things like you have now. And they gave us things to keep the body healed, because they used the herbs. They used nothing but the herbs. They couldn't afford to go to the doctors.
That's right.
They used herbs and faith in God.
That's right.
But we know everything we get in our body now is not pure. So they raised their God. They raised their cattle. They raised their chickens and their hogs and stuff. And they caught fish fresh. People, I want some fresh fish. If not fresh, then you're going to catch it yourself straight out of the river, ocean, wherever. Oh, I want a fresh fish. Oh, go out there and put your chickens up. And they used to put them up. They let them walk around. They clean them out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you clean your chickens out, what you think about we need cleaning out? Yes, buddy, and I thank God. And thank you, Minister Bradley, for bringing all that back to our memory and get you a little honey. They get a little honey and peppermint and let you taste that, and make a little hot tea and give it to you. Still good. It's still good in this day and time. God bless each of you all tonight, and may the face of the Lord shine upon you all tonight. May God keep you. May God watch over you all, and may God give you peaceful, sweet sleep tonight. And God bless you, women of God. Awesome. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Awesome job tonight in the Lord. And I sing you highly. I sing you highly in the name of Jesus. We love you. We love you. We appreciate you all for coming forth, women of God. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord have his way in you. We thank God for your growth, and we thank God for your continuation in him. May God strengthen you all tonight, and may the Lord be with you. That's my prayer for you all tonight, and may the face of the Lord shine upon each of you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you now. We love you. Nothing you can do about it. And good night. God bless you. Good night. God bless you, woman of God. Minister Bradley.
God bless you.
Bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.